Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So, you know, it's kind of nice to say, hey, I'll meet you at the club. And you will get a chance to do it because with us is the guy who kind of, well, runs the whole darn thing. And that, of course, you're the president, actually. Eric George. And, oh, you're also president of the Insurance Association of Connecticut.
I am.
Well, I should have had you in there with Rob Bouvier. You guys could have, you know, he was just
we have another date.
Okay. And we're talking about the Heartbeat Gala, which is a summer soiree. A soiree, if you prefer, on July 18th, the new Hartford Club. You know, this it's 146 years.
Yep.
And this was a place, as I imagine it, that, you know, CEOs were hanging out in there, I imagine. You know, but the movers and shakers, the leaders, but regular people went in there, too. It was a great club. And there's something to be said for it. It's kind of your own place. You've done a lot of updating since you've taken control. Just tell us a little bit about the Hartford Club, the history of same.
Well, it's one of the really iconic places in Hartford.
It is.
And the area has really exploded with UConn and everything that's going on there with Front Street.
Oh, God.
And it's really front and center, right in the Travelers campus. And it's preserved. I mean, this building, 47,000 square feet of historic landmark space in Hartford that is just wonderful. I'm proud to be able to just do one small little role here. And our Thursday event, our summer soiree, you know, if people are interested, we'd love to have you.
As a guest?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Oh,
join
as
a member. we'll take you as a guest. Join us as a member. You can call at 860-522-1271. We'd be very honored to have everybody's attendance.
It's not ridiculously expensive either.
No, you know, we're very competitive. That's just, you know, reality. And we really have focused on trying to be much more representative of the Hartford demographic and, quite honestly, the Connecticut demographic. We're a younger crowd now. We are a forward-thinking crowd, very much looking at, you know, young business people, young entrepreneurs, trying to really be a place for people to network and get to know
others. Eric, do you find it hard, though? And I hear this from a lot of service organizations as well, Lions Club, Rotary, so on and so forth, that it's hard to get people, let's say, 20 to 30 to 40 to join clubs. They just don't. Is it tough? You've addressed that in a way here, in that it's not as you thought it was. It's not when I was talking about John Filer coming in there and hanging around or, you know, the Bishop's meeting.
Right.
I mean, it's now a place where you can just go have some fun. It's a good time. It's not stuffy at all. I can tell you that. I get in there. So, you know, and in the dining room, you know, the back room there, which you can do for events and stuff like that, and just dine. I had lunch there just a couple of weeks ago. But then you can walk right out onto the plaza. It's beautiful.
It really is. And we do have a lot of events that are focused on younger folks with our Finest Hour events that we put on that brings folks in to network and get to know other people and really reconnect with people that they've also, you know, maybe lost touch with. But focusing in on the younger demographic is definitely a focus. Of course, it's a challenge. It's a challenge breaking into the millennial crowd, and you do your best.
What are they, just not joiners? Is that it?
Well, you know, I mean, I don't
know if
I'm going
to be. I've got my Facebook
page. Right. I mean, if you're not front and center on Facebook, maybe that's not the way to get in front of them. But you just keep on endeavoring and trying. And quite honestly, you make sure that your core members and the people who really love and appreciate the club can are accommodated and love the place and come year after year.
But, you know, like I say, it's fun and it's not stuffy. And you've got, by the way, the chef you now have was at Infinity Music Hall. And he's tremendous.
David Gilmour is a shining star over at the Hartford Club. His menu has really blown everybody's doors off. A lot of farm to table, locally sourced. We have a garden in the back. You should see our garden with vegetables and
out
and
there
herbs,
on the plaza.
Right? But it's tremendous. It's really tremendous. Wow. Just take a look, walk right by. It's terrific. And he incorporates a lot of local purveyors. It's terrific. He has really set the standard, you know, former personal chef for some of the New York Giants players. As you said, executive chef over
at Infinity. Great over there.
He has really set a new bar for the Hartford Club.
You know, to be honest, you guys are kind of now, as you just pointed out, kind of in the heart of things with the University of Hartford or University of Connecticut down there. They're putting a bunch of apartments in. You got Front Street. You got Bears. You got Infinity. Yeah, and of course, you have Capital Grill. That neighborhood's just going crazy.
And you have the gorgeous, iconic Art Street Tavern. And then right behind it with the new apartments that you just mentioned. And the parking is actually fantastic over there. Over at the club, we have secured downstairs parking. But
yes,
all around, the parking is getting better. We were just talking about Glastonbury. It's easier to park in that area of Hartford than it is in Glastonbury. And it's secure and it's great. But that area, that whole Front Street area over to Art Street, over to Prospect, is just bustling.
And, you know, for a while it was all on the West End.
Yeah.
You know, over there by Coaches and the Union Station, all that. That's still there, but I think the center of gravity's moved over to by where you are.
And all of them, I mean, from the convention center to the science center, everything is happening. That's where you have all of your young people coming in for conferences, for meetings, for conventions. It's really a fun and exciting
place. Do you do a lot of meetings?
Oh, we've
done a lot of fundraising.
It's a mainstay. We have so many events. People have weddings, there are bar mitzvahs, bat mitzvahs, quinceañeras. It's people use our facility all the time. We have three floors. I mean, really,
I know
we
you
have
do.
Four. We have three floors of facility. It's just at 47,000 square foot. We can accommodate any size crowd.
Yeah, I think I did a couple of events for the Boy Scouts upstairs.
Yeah.
And Mike Peters and I were there. But, you know, then you got the main floor. Yeah. Right. And you've redone the bar. Right?
We've redone the bar and the members lounge in the main floor. And we actually were able to find original flooring, original hardwood flooring from 1903.
Oh.
Gorgeous. So we've unearthed that downstairs and upstairs. Absolutely beautiful.
And, you know, there've been a number of meetings that I've gone to up there, the Global Affairs Council, people like that. And it's a smaller room.
Yeah. So,
but you have all size.
We have size rooms down to six people all the way up to well over 100.
Okay. So do I have to? Okay. If I want to have dinner.
Yes.
I have to be a member.
Or a guest of a member, absolutely. You know, we do look for new opportunities in terms of bringing people in. But, yeah, it is a membership organization.
But the fact is, it's not ridiculously expensive.
Again, we are competitive and we're very – and also, if you look at the reciprocity, you become a member of the Hartford Club, you have access to clubs and associations around the world, not around the country, around the world. From golf, but other membership organizations, it's terrific. The reciprocity alone
is well worth it.
Oh, yeah.
Well, it's great to see you. Once again,
great
the event, let's talk about this. It's on Thursday.
Yep. So Thursday, it is the summer soiree. Please join us. Again, call at 860-522-1271.
Okay.
It's going to be a great event, inside, outside. We have Jerry Franklin emceeing from Connecticut
Public
Broadcasting.
Oh, God, he's still around?
Yep. And we have a couple of bands, and we have martini bars and wine bars. It's really going to be quite the event.
Sounds like a plan to me.
I think you should come.
And jazz.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, then. 828. It's like being in the big city.
Exactly.
Darn right it is.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.